On ABC Radio Hobart and across Tasmania, this is Evenings with Louise Saunders.
Liz Jackie is the Executive Director of Libraries Tasmania. Liz, good evening to you.
Good evening, Louise.
How are the figures going? Because, of course, there was a little bit of warning, so people could duck into the library, but you also relaxed some of the arrangements for joining the library and so on, didn't you?
Once we knew that there was a good likelihood that we would be closing, we increased the numbers of books that people could borrow. We have told people not to return them. You know, if you've got a book that you've read that you really want to get back to us, we don't want to see it.
Mm.
Do what the Premier has been asking. Stay home, stay safe. But if you want to lend that book to someone else before it comes back to us, by all means do so. Share it around as long as you do it safely. We're just trying to make it as easy as possible for people to access our resources, and particularly in this time online. And whether that's books or other resources, we have so much to offer that a lot of people don't realise. So whether you're a young mum and you want to entertain your kids with a rock and rhyme session, or whether you're an older person that wants to listen to a story through an audio book, whether you bored at home and want to learn a new language, you can do all of that online. And if you really are struggling and you can't get online, pick up the phone and call us. We have a one-stop number now that anyone can call with any question at all. 6165 5600.
6165 5600. What are the staff up to while the libraries are closed? What's keeping them busy?
They're frantically busy. The one example is that the Hobart Library staff are rapt that they have nobody coming in because they're madly reorganising shelving, getting in some new shelves, getting rid of old unwanted books. We've got staff who are using our local book providers, the bookstores, to get new books in. So there'll be newer Tasmanian content on our shelves. They're doing their inventory and stock takes, things that you can't do when you've got public coming in every day and even on Saturdays. We have other staff that are working very hard to look at what we need to do when we reopen to be safe for both the public and for our staff.
I noticed on the Glenorchy page earlier from today, this week's Library Lego Challenge. You've got some creative people, haven't you, Liz, in the libraries?
I'm just amazed at what they do. And the great thing is, Glenorchy might be like your local library, but you can get on to the, the Huonville Facebook page or the West Coast Community Services Hub page and see what they're doing. We have one of the staff in on the northwest coast, and I, from memory, I think it was Bernie, but she, Anne, and she's actually doing rock and rhyme and story time sessions, or at least rock and rhyme, and she's doing them from home. Her husband does the filming, and she has all her animals around her, including a horse on one of the ones I saw. So the creativity is well beyond what I could offer, I can be honest. We have anywhere from the hundreds to the thousands engaging with our rock and rhyme and story time sessions. But people on our website who are accessing our e-resources, the increase has been incredible. Just one example that blows me away is that our online newspaper access from February to April, it increased by 600%.
Wow. And we have access to that. If you're a member of the library, yes, you've got access to the newspapers, haven't you?
Absolutely. Mercury, Examiner, Advocate, and plenty of others as well. So it's not just the local, but the numbers of people accessing those has increased. And we keep saying to ourselves, what are we going to do when we open? months before, people would come in and be flicking through the pages of a newspaper. Maybe someone was licking their fingers to turn the pages. We're no longer going to be able to do that. So we have to find a safe way of doing it. One of those safe ways is online. It's everywhere. Our e-books and e-audio usage just between, from February to March, it increased by 14%, but last month in April, it increased by 59%.
What about membership itself? Because now you can just join online instead of having to sort of come in and show your driver's license or something.
That's also increased. And we had a few people who have been confused thinking that if they join online, they only have access to online membership. But you join online, you've still got, once we open, access to our books and other resources. Mm. But that's been increasing regularly. We had, I think, normally for a month we might get, you know, between 150 to potentially 400 people registering online. Just in the 12 and a half days from the 25th of March to early April, 6th of April, we had 538 clients, new people register. And for the 24 days from early April to early May, so almost a month, we had 781 more.
And one of the things that I think a lot of interest in Tasmania is family history. And did I see something about something else going online for family history research and resources, Liz, this week?
Yes. Look, family history is another really big one. We have what's called the Tasmanian Names Index on our Libraries Tasmania website. And if you go on there and you put in the name of an ancestor who was based in Tasmania, you're likely to find something about them. We've just entered, it was probably a couple of months ago now, our 1 millionth name. So that resource is huge. But the really good thing now is if you are a Libraries Tasmania member, you have free access to Ancestry.com. So you can do your family history research at no cost to you. You can do it via our website. And that's something that has been a huge increase for us. Just in April, we had 168% increase in people using our family history resource.
We saved a lot of money tonight. You don't have to buy the paper. You don't have to subscribe to the paper, and you don't need Ancestry.com.
Exactly.
Well, we look forward to
seeing. And you don't need to buy a book.
Liz Jack is the Executive Director of Libraries Tasmania.